All right, it's back to PG-13 today. A lot of tournament stuff to get to and a whole lot more. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Just find the Blitz, click a like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Zhong Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Monday. Hope everybody had an awesome weekend. Guessing everybody's brackets are pretty much screwed, but that's all right. That's how it goes after the end of the first week.
Typically, it is the case.
So what's happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that. How's your bracket? How's it holding up?
Well, I had Duke in the championship game, so that's a fail. But
Not ideal.
But I've never been so happy to have a team get knocked out. It's one of the reasons I picked them to go far, so I wouldn't feel so bad if they lost.
Kind
of stupid reasoning, but hey.
The teams that, like, I think if you're like a top three seed, I think of you as a legit contender. And then when some of those, when the brackets came out, there were a handful of those teams that I knew I wasn't going to have going far. I knew I wouldn't have making it out of this weekend. And on a few of them, I was right, such as Florida State. I was right about them being phony. I felt that way about, what was the other one? Duke was one I didn't love. Baylor was another. And Kentucky. And yeah. Baylor and Kentucky survived. But, man, it was by the skin of their teeth, both of them. And I would have felt like a genius had I hit those two, but it didn't work out that way. I've my bracket is not in great shape, but Duke losing kind of evened the playing field for everybody, I feel like, because up until then, there were the people who had Villanova winning the East or had Duke winning the East.
Yeah, and if you were a Nova person, you weren't feeling too good about that.
No.
But that did, you're right, that evened the playing field.
And so when they went out, it's like, okay, now it's – I mean, now are there some outliers who have Baylor or Florida? Maybe. Hell, there might even be somebody with a Wisconsin or a South Carolina bracket. I mean, good for you. But, the majority of the brackets you go up against aren't going to have that. Louisville was the other team that I called phony early on.
And that's what I hated because I kind of thought Michigan and Louisville were both phony. So I had to coin flip over who was the most phony, and I went the wrong way.
Yeah, I was actually high on Michigan, and I've actually got Michigan winning another game, although I had them winning their next game against Rhode Island, which isn't going to happen because – don't get me started on flop charging. But yeah.
Oh, no, get started on that. Because
first, the NCAA's got to stop rewarding guys for – taking a fake charge and then flopping like a gunshot hit them in the face. It's just got to go away. And I don't know how to fix it. You don't see that as much in the NBA. Like the NBA, they haven't fully gone away from the charge call, but damn near they've gone away from the charge call.
It has to be pretty obvious. And
in college basketball, it is still a coin flip when that contact's made. And just play defense. I mean, don't just get there and put your hands in front of your dong and hope that the call goes your way. Play defense. That's the better way. But regardless, it was a solid weekend of action. There was, I think, the appropriate amount of upsets. I think there are still teams in three of the regions that before the tournament started, I said, that's a team I could see winning it.
Yeah.
The East, man, Florida's played well. I mean, that's Virginia once again had one of those efforts where they didn't score 40 points, which is why if you had Virginia going deep in your bracket, I don't know what to tell you. They should have lost to Wilmington, and then they just had nothing against Florida. If you can't score points at all.
39 points.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? But I don't trust Baylor. The SMU loss was painful there because I actually thought SMU could maybe make something happen. Clearly, I was wrong on them.
Yeah, I was wrong on them too.
And USC damn near had Baylor last night, and they couldn't finish it off. And South Carolina gets the big upset over Duke. So Duke and Villanova, which I thought that region was the one region that had two teams that could win, no more, no less. And yeah, they
don't even get out of the first week.
Yeah, they don't get out of neither one of them makes it out of the first week. So I think there is going to be one, you know, maybe not by seed a Cinderella in the Final Four, but there's going to be one team there that I would have said you would have had a hard time convincing me they would have been there before the tournament. Florida more so than Baylor. Like it's less ridiculous for me to have thought Florida could have been there. They would have been my third pick out of that region.
Yeah.
But still, that would have been a pretty long shot third. And SMU would have been fourth before Baylor. So they've surprised me, and so that region is just a mess, and I imagine it's a mess for everybody at this point. But the rest of the teams, Kansas still kicking, Oregon still kicking. I mean, Louisville's out, but North Carolina, Kentucky, UCLA, Butler. That's a 1-2-3-4. All their high seeds advanced, and then Gonzaga, Zona, West Virginia, and Xavier, who I had winning a couple games in the tournament, did win both of theirs, and they beat the hell out of Florida State, who is, I said all along, really athletic and really poorly coached, and just really kind of a dumb team.
Yeah,
and Xavier took advantage.
And they teams like that tend to not get very far.
Yeah. So I'm excited about the field that's left. I think there's a couple teams that, you know, they still could do some surprising. You know, it wouldn't shock me if Michigan won another game. It wouldn't shock me if Wisconsin won another game. You know, so there's teams that have made their upset runs and, you know, are probably coming to an end. If Xavier beats Arizona, I would be shocked. But that's how it works every year. I mean, that first weekend, you get that's the madness weekend. And now, usually the better teams are winning at this point. And if they don't, it's an even bigger upset. But it was a fun week, I thought.
It was, and I enjoyed the games. And I made one bet over the weekend and hit it. So I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay.
Thursday, fantastic for me. I think I was 6-2. Friday, I was 1-5, horrible, and then Saturday and Sunday were both positive days. So I'll take 3 out of 4 days. But yeah, it's a fun weekend from all perspectives, in my opinion. I liked it.
Cool. So is that all you did? Basically, was sit around and watch basketball?
Watched a lot of basketball. Watched the Golovkin fight. Watched some UFC fights in the middle of the day on Saturday. So I was stuck to my TV most of the week.
Yeah, I'd like to get to the Golovkin fight at some point today because that was much closer than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, man.
And I made kind of a weird tactical error yesterday, though. I was taking the wife to the airport because she's going to Chicago for work for a while. And, yeah, I thought I left plenty of time. And then I get there, and the line to get to the airport's ridiculous. I'm like, what? It's Sunday afternoon. What the hell?
Yeah.
Last day of spring break.
Yeah.
I probably should have factored that in, but I decided I'm going to go up next weekend and hang out with her in downtown Chicago and
nice.
Go check some stuff out. And I haven't been there in probably 15 years.
That's a cool town, man. Good beer town too.
Yeah, exactly. So I just figured, what the hell? I'll leave right after the show Friday, go spend a weekend, get some time in up there, have some fun, be a nice getaway.
Cool.
So that's about it, though. Everything else is boring.
Yeah.
That's boring. Can be good.
I did a fantasy baseball draft.
How'd that go?
It went all right.
Yeah, is this the one with Jong?
Yeah, Jong was there. Jong was the first one done. He got out of there in a hurry.
Well, I spent my money real fast.
Yeah,
and I didn't have that much to begin with, and I had a pretty big roster. I kept a lot of prospects. That's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, but it was good. It's good.
And he says, "Love the uncensored show last week. If given the opportunity, would you do a show for XM Radio?" I wouldn't want to do that all the time. It was fun to do a couple times, but it's also one of those things that the people expect you to do that every day. I don't know if that's realistic.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. It was fun, though. I think doing it every now and then like that is pretty cool. Make it special.
Yeah.
Greg said, just an FYI, there's only two perfect brackets left on the ESPN site.
Yeah, I'm surprised there's even that many.
Yeah, I haven't gone and looked at, you know, Yahoo and everybody else yet. Generally, after this, you know, once we get to this point, there's about four or five most of the time. So I'm not surprised that there's two. I would be willing to bet those two will not be perfect by, oh, I don't know, midway through the day Saturday.
Yeah.
I'll set it at that. But Big Ten, much more impressive than we thought.
Big Ten and Pac-12 both had solid weekends.
ACC, not so much.
Not so much.
Yeah. But what are you going to do?
Yeah.
And people are already sending me good suggestions for Chicago. I'm writing these down. So, because I have no plans. We're just going to go and we're staying downtown right on the lake. And we're just going to wander around and check out bars in downtown Chicago. So
I'll give you a list of the bars that we went to in Chicago.
Cool. I said I've probably been to them. It's just been so long, and I don't know if there's new stuff there. I know it's not a city that's changed a lot over the years, but I said it's been about 15 years since I've been there. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And we can take phone calls today because we're back in studio. And this is going to be a big week. We will be in Beaumont on Thursday at Twin Peaks in Beaumont. Is that correct, John?
Yes, sir.
All right, so for everybody over in the Golden Triangle, who's been saying, when are you guys coming back? Now you know. And then Friday, we're going to be at Pinkerton's. You're not there, right?
I won't be there. I'm bummed about it, but you guys are going to have a good time.
The great Jerome Solomon will be filling in.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, I have an 8:35 flight, so I won't be able to hang around afterwards, which kind of sucks. But I'm looking forward to getting over there. All right, guys, got to tell you, everybody's winning at Texas Mattress Makers. If your bracket's busted, you can still win. You can buy direct from the factory and see the savings for yourself. With their March Madness, you can play and win with even more savings, from 5 to 50% off factory prices. That's factory prices. You're already getting 50% off of what you would pay if you go to a retail store, because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. But now you can save anywhere from 5 to 50% more. Play and win all month long, only from the sleep experts at Texas Mattress Makers. Yuval and his family have been making mattresses and foundations for over 30 years at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation. And I'll tell you, these mattresses are so awesome. And I never thought about mattresses when I bought them. I thought, oh, I'll just buy a mattress and sleep. But having spent some time over there and learning the care that goes into making these and all the technology that they're applying now to just make better and better beds, I sleep better and I feel better in the morning when I get up. And it's all thanks to Texas Mattress Makers. 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Warehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. So the crime of the century apparently has been solved.
Finally. I mean, I've been wondering.
I know you've been losing sleep over this, but I vaguely recall when we were speculating, foreign media member.
Yeah.
That came up. Because those guys, yeah, not to sound wrong, but some of those guys, you're around them, very shady people.
Interesting question.
There's some shady dudes. And the fact that this guy was able to get by with that he did it before, and this is just now coming out, and it looks like he might have gotten some stuff from Von Miller, too. He had it down to a science.
Yeah.
But you get greedy.
Sometimes you do.
That's the biggest mistake.
You go too far.
Biggest mistake that criminals make. They get too greedy.
Yep.
That's how you get caught. If you get by with a little, just keep getting by with a little. Don't go for the jersey from the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history. Didn't think about it. And I wonder how much money was spent by law enforcement and the FBI to track this guy down over a bleeping jersey.
You know what? You probably could have gotten away with, like, a cleat.
Well, yeah, apparently that's what he took of Von Miller's.
Or a towel.
Yeah.
You don't go full jersey.
Nope. Not after a game like that, especially. So, apparently he was in Mexico, and he was a foreign media member.
So, do we know from where?
Well, all we know is that it was found in Mexico. So, I mean, I would be assume he'd be a Mexican.
Build a wall already, will we? I mean, come on.
With a door.
Yeah.
Because I want to let the good ones in.
Well, then the jersey's going to get through that door, Fred.
Well, what are you going to do? But, and this guy, there's video of him just following Belichick like he belongs. So he must have had a pretty good credential.
Smooth
because,
operator.
Well, you know how they are with those credentials. They're very limited as to who gets what. So this guy obviously had pretty damn good access if he could just follow along next to Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
That's it's pretty high up. So congratulations, Steve. You did a great job right up until you got caught. A lot of people asking why the Thursday and Friday shows not on Podcast Arena because we didn't podcast them. They were just live shows. If you missed them, sorry. We might do something later with them, but they will not be on Podcast Arena. And are we doing some of that again this week, John? It's like partial?
No, we just cut it off at 6.
Okay.
At Twin Peaks and then at Pinkerton's.
Oh, so the show's off at 6?
Yeah, there are 6 for the basketball games on Thursday and Friday.
Oh, that's awesome. That makes me not have to sweat making my flight Friday night.
What time's your flight?
8:35.
Oh, okay.
And it's like 25 minutes, but that time of day, the traffic's going to make it worse.
You at Bush?
No, at Hobby.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. It would have been a lot closer if it was Bush. Because Pinkerton's up 45 north?
Yeah, I think.
It'll work out.
I got plenty of time. I'll be fine. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Be happy to take your phone calls. But, I have an update for you on Tony Romo. You ready?
Yes.
That's it. Mm. this is going to be our daily Tony Romo update. Nothing new. Hasn't been released. Nothing. Although he did apparently turn down an opportunity to go and do TV. He apparently threw a lot of money at him to do TV.
I mean, technically, isn't he still contracted to play for the Dallas Cowboys?
He is, unless he retires.
So why would he go do TV?
If he retires.
Have you seen what Tony Romo would make next year?
Yeah.
It's more than what TV's paying, my guess is.
It is. He's also snapped so many times. He's made plenty of money. I don't know if That might be appealing.
I'm just saying, if Tony Romo wanted to, I mean, if it wouldn't hurt the guy to take a year away before he goes, the TV thing will be there.
Yeah,
he's a good looking guy. He's
smart. He's very
successful in the league.
He's very he's one of those guys that can explain difficult concepts pretty simply. So I think he'll do really well in TV at some point.
But why wouldn't you just wait 1 year, get your, what's he going to make, $12, $13 million? Maybe more than that, maybe $15 million if they decide to keep him.
Well, and if they get an incentive, he gets some kind of incentive-laden deal where he stays healthy, then might make a lot more than that.
What's he signed to play for with the Cowboys next year?
14.
Okay. Worst case scenario, the Cowboys hold on to him, you're a backup quarterback who made $14 million.
Yeah, that would be a better job to me than being a starting quarterback for...
That's ideal.
I'll take that.
There's
right
no
now.
There's no pressure. Although I think Tony, his priority at this point is winning.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to be the backup Super Bowl winner. He wants to have a chance to play for a ring, and I get that.
And if he's going to do that, there's really two good options out there for him. And I've got a... Fox did a nice breakdown on the positives and negatives about both teams, which we'll do that a little later in the show. But it's going to keep being a topic until something happens, and Jerry's holding everybody hostage. The See, your guy EJ Manuel found a new home.
Congratulations.
The quarterback market has not really been all that active. I mean, it's almost everybody that's signing is going to be in backup roles. And I think that's a better place for him. Let's go be a backup. I don't think he was ever going to be a starter again. I still think he has talent and it could be okay in the right system with the right coaching, and maybe he gets that there. But hopefully you don't need him. And y'all, they've also got Connor Cook there, who I think has the potential to be a pretty solid backup too. So who knows if he even makes the team. The other NFL news is that according to a report, so take it with a grain of salt, the parameters are mostly in place for the Saints and Malcolm Butler to come to an agreement.
Nice.
So that'll be a good pickup for the Saints. Going to cost them a lot of money. It's going to cost them a draft pick. But you know, if you can get a guy who played like a top five corner in the league, wouldn't you give up a first round pick for that?
I would say
still
so.
Relatively young. I think so. Yeah, Drug Bevo says, I have an update on the Texans offseason. Nothing.
No, well, they've lost a lot of guys.
Yeah, yeah. And Brian O'Donnell wrote a pretty good story on the site today about why they weren't active in the offensive line. And, boy, there's just nothing left out there. I mean, I think they've just missed their opportunity. I would have signed one of those. I would at least they did go after a couple guys and got outbid. But I would have at least tried to bring in somebody. You got to beef that offensive line.
Yeah.
832, should I be worried about all the Cowboys' defensive defections? A little bit. Cowboys are kind of in the same boat as the Texans. They're losing a lot of guys and not really bringing anything in. And, at this point, there's not – the guys that people are signing in the secondary market, they can help you. But they're not – you're not getting a lot of impact guys now. The impact guys are pretty much gone, especially defensively. That's just kind of the way it works. But they've drafted so well the last couple of years, I wouldn't worry about them too much. 409 says, Mahomes has a video of him throwing 65 yards from his knees, so there's that. You know who else could do that?
Jamarcus Russell.
Jamarcus Russell. So I don't know that I'd be doing that. Oh, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Back in studio here. And, man, what a fun week of basketball. This is, for me, it gets, as we go forward, it gets less fun because those first 4 days where it's just constant action and you can get up at 11 o'clock and start watching games, those are the best.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get better basketball.
I honestly didn't really understand why the – so yesterday and – or I guess the weekend game, Saturday and Sunday. Like, they've got it figured out on Thursday and Friday how there's always – I mean, with the exception of the very first game, it has about a half where it's by itself. And the very last game has about a half by itself.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there's always two games rolling at once. Why did they do it on Saturday and Sunday where they play the first two games by themselves and then they cram everything on top of each other for the rest of the games?
Yeah, I don't know why they do that.
It's stupid.
Yeah, that just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. It seems to me you'd want your premier games late without a lot of competition.
I would think you'd want your premier games at around 5 or 6 o'clock.
I would.
Although
think,
the yeah. NBA likes to do their Sunday games at like noon, don't they? Their premier games.
Yeah, I don't know why they do that. It's just a little weird. But obviously, they've got something that tells them that's the right way to do it. 713-780 ESPN is your number. And when I'm out of town, I gotta do something with my dog. You got any suggestions for me?
I do. Take her to Man's Best Friend. Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training, guys. And whatever your problem is, whatever you're having trouble with, whether it's barking, chewing, jumping on furniture, jumping on people, they can get it out of them at Man's Best Friend. They are the professional difference in dog training. You sit down with them, you tell them what you want to work on, and that's what they work on with your dog. You can customize your program for the dog. And just because they love you guys here during March Madness, and they want to make your dog a better part of your team, 30% off all training Go by, tell them you heard about it here. They'll give you 30% off your training. Happy pets make happy households, guys. For more info, log on to mansbestfriend.com. That's mansbestfriend.com, the professional difference in dog training. My lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Listening to The Blitz.
Rock and roll, boys.
On ESPN 97.5.
Howdy, Houston. Dave South here. Sports.
And we're back. 713-780-ESPN. Take some calls today. 409 says, I'm the obnoxious Duke guy from last week. That crow is gross as bleep.
I bet.
Yeah, well, it goes without saying if you're a Duke guy, you're obnoxious, but that's all right. You know, that's why everyone's celebrating your demise today. But I didn't see that coming. Cody just tweeted me, the used price of Acing Racing is $172.87.
Oh, man.
Why do people think they can get that kind of money for that when you can get it new for... $20-something.
I don't know.
Or you can get the audiobook for $12.99, which is even better.
Maybe it's signed by you?
Maybe. It shouldn't be worth that. I'm not that... I mean, somebody buys one and brings it to an event, I'll sign it. I've done that before. You don't need to spend $179 for it. 832 asks, have you guys seen the new HBO series, Big Little Lies? Great show. We were talking about that off air. My wife wanted to watch it, so I watched the first one with her. And it was better than I thought it would be. I don't think it's very well written, and it moves awful slow, but the acting is really good, so I've kind of stuck with it. It kind of reminds me of a... It's kind of got the pacing of the second year of The Leftovers, which is also coming back, so it's a little slow, but there's enough stuff going on in it to keep me interested enough to watch it. I don't know that it's great, but it's pretty good. Drunk Bevo says, if the Texans draft Mahomes or Kaiser in the first, can we adopt a new team to follow on the show? Maybe the Ravens. Sadly, well, we kind of follow everybody.
We tried to.
But, yeah, as far as, you know, not really fans of anything, but that's the team. I would say Cowboys, it'd be Texans, Cowboys, Saints would be how I'd rank the interest in this city.
I think so, too.
I think that in that order. And then after that.
I mean, it's probably like the national teams, like the Packers.
Yeah, the Packers, the Patriots, the Steelers, Raiders. I think a lot of Raiders fans came out of the woodwork in the last year when they got good again.
Yeah.
So, you know, if the 49ers ever get good again, I think they're in that group. And then pretty much just wherever you're from after that. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. Did you – So your guy Marshawn Lynch wants to come back and play for the Raiders, maybe.
Yeah. I wonder why. I mean, he's from around there. He's an Oakland guy. But he seemed like a guy that was happy with retirement, right?
Yeah, I think.
And he left a pretty good situation.
I thought he left at the right time for him, it seemed like. And he left still relatively intact. Man, and that being a running back, that is... I mean, that's such a collision position, more than people realize. I think when you get that much out of your body over that long, probably a good time to walk away. I don't know why I'd want to come back. He's probably got plenty of money, too. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would waste it.
He's been doing commercials and everything else.
Yeah. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. So, yeah, a lot of like small NFL stuff. Nothing huge. Haven't talked about your Rockets since they lost to the Pelicans.
No. The Pelicans minus...
without Cousins.
Yeah, minus DeMarcus Cousins. Yeah, that's a... That's probably a disappointing loss. But, I mean, I think the Rockets are what they are. They're the 3 seed. And it's not going to... I don't think they're going to go any higher. I don't think they're going to go any lower. I think for them, what really matters at this point is... who's going to be the 6th seed.
Right.
You know, is it going to be the Jazz? Is it going to be the clips? Is it going to be? I mean, the Grizzlies.
I don't like the matchup with. Certainly not the Jazz, and certainly not the Grizzlies.
No, the Clippers is what they would be looking for. Which is funny, you know. Everybody's like, well, the Jazz and the Grizzlies have physical big men, but then I think about, well, I mean, DeAndre Jordan's a pretty physical big man. You know, Blake Griffin's not easy to hold. I don't know. I don't know that there is an easy matchup for the Rockets. I think the Clippers is the most winnable matchup.
Yeah. I mean, I think they can win the other matchups, too.
I do, too. But I think those are tough. Those would be grinding, grueling series. The Jazz and Grizzlies specifically would be rough, physical series that, you know, may leave you limping into a round two against a Spurs team that, you know, they can play ball however you want to play ball.
Well, and I think the other thing about those two teams is those games will be won by whoever plays at their pace. So if the Rockets play at their pace, they'll blow those teams out. But if they play at the Grizzlies' pace, they're going to lose. And so I think that's what we saw out of the Pelicans the other night, is they played at their pace and the Rockets weren't able to hit shots. And that's what they're going to be this year. They're going to be a team that when they're not making their shots, they're going to lose games.
Yeah.
And that's just the style they play. I just don't know how it's going to go in the playoffs, especially when you look at how much better they were earlier in the season than they have been of late. That would be a little bit of a concern for me. 713-780-ESPN. Can we talk about that Golovkin fight?
Because yeah,
I thought early on it looked like he was going to be everything we've seen him all in every one of his fights, where he was going to just destroy the guy. But man, the deeper that fight went, the closer it got.
Yeah,
and I thought it turned out to be a hell of a fight in the end. I thought Golovkin won. I didn't think it was a controversial decision at all, but I thought it was a damn good fight and it was damn close.
Yeah, I had it scored 6-6, and I had Golovkin had the knockdown in the fourth, and to me that was the difference in the fight. So it was easily the toughest fight he's had. There were people who were saying that he shouldn't have won, and I don't believe that. I mean, the problem I had looking at it the other way was none of Jacobs' punches seemed to hurt Golovkin. You know, he was hard to hit, and he landed some decent shots, but there was never any shots that, like, snapped Golovkin's head back and wobbled him. You know, we saw, not only do we see Jacobs fall, we saw him wobbled a couple times. He wobbled up against the ropes once, and then you consider that he was probably 15 pounds heavier.
Yeah.
You know, I thought that they did the right thing. And I was worried, actually, because of what they did in the fight before that with Roman Gonzalez, with Chocolatito, who I've always talked about as being maybe the best pound-for-pound guy in the world. I mean, of course, he weighs 110 pounds.
Right.
But his fight, I scored it. I mean, I maybe gave the other guy three rounds, this guy from Thailand, and he lost the fight. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. So I didn't know what kind of judging was going on. I didn't know what to expect, but I'm glad they got Golovkin the win. And I think maybe this was a lesson to him about fighting much bigger guys and where he's at. You know, it's hard for him to hold guys up against the ropes and unload on them like he's used to doing. It's hard to hold a bigger guy in place with one hand and knock him out with the other.
Well, and I've always talked about it may be that he has to go up and fight a guy like Kovalev or Ward. I don't know that that's a good idea anymore.
Yeah.
And because those are bigger guys who were better fighters. And I don't know that that would work out. Let's squeeze in some calls. Christian, get to lead it off today.
What's up? What's
up? Christian, turn your radio down.
Calls. Christian.
Yeah.
You're on the Blitz. Go. No, you're not.
You gave up on him?
Yeah, that's 101 on the radio, guys. You have to have it turned down. Let's try Coach. What's up, Coach? Hello. Hey, you're on, Coach.
Hey, I got a question for you about NFL free agency. To me, it seems like it's a little slower this year than it has been, and that nobody's really throwing money out like they used to. I'm wondering if, because the salary cap is going up and the rookie pay scale, is it just easier to have, from a player standpoint, to stay with your team and re-sign at a deal rather than testing free agency, and is this the direction that it's going to be going in the future?
I think it just varies year to year. Depends on the pool, what kind of players are out there. I mean, last year was nuts, and you're going to have teams with a lot of salary cap that are going to overpay for guys. That happens every year, but I don't think this is a trend necessarily this year. I think when you look at running backs and guys like Adrian Peterson still, hopping around out there, it's not really a surprise because nobody's going to pay big money for a 32-year-old running back,
right?
Theoretically. So, no, I don't think it's a trend, but it is interesting.
Jay asked thoughts on Derek Lewis fighting Mark Hunt in June. Oh, my God, that would be so awesome. That would be – I think it's a great fight for Derek. I think it's a great fight for fans. It's – everybody – it could be what everyone thought maybe the Roy Nelson fight would be, is a couple big, giant guys banging it out. And then Roy Nelson, after a couple punches, started trying to hug on him. Mark Hunt doesn't do that. Mark Hunt doesn't try to hug on you. He keeps coming. And if they get medically cleared, I think that fight could happen. I think that would be an awesome fight. But that's a long time from now.
Yeah.
A long time from now. Too much. I'm tired of these fights being brought on and then I get excited and then they fall off. Yeah. So I'm going to try not to get
at least if it falls off a month before instead of 2 days before.
I'd rather it be that.
That's always preferable.
I'd rather it be that. All right, guys, the years, they just keep sliding by, and it's already March. We're halfway through March, over halfway now. If you're not in a career or a job you love, don't waste another day. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's the IT school where you can get trained to work in the high-demand field of information technology and start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 3 to 4 months, even with no experience. You attend classes live online just twice a week to get the skills and industry certifications you'll need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. They've got a complete career change program that helps you get into the industry by working with hundreds of employers that hire their students. What are you waiting for? My Computer Career, it's nationally accredited and financial aid's available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon, so go take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Baby, you're a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
I've heard this song.
Did he say, what did he just say? Okay, never mind. It wasn't what I thought it was.
Do you know who it is?
I can tell you who it is. Let's Rodeo, Houston.
I don't.
Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, I should have known. That's what I was. I thought about that because I started thinking about one of those country. I couldn't remember if it was them or Big and Rich.
Yeah. You knew it was more than like a combo thing, though, right?
I knew it was more than one guy. It wasn't just one guy.
Let's Rodeo Houston. Florida Georgia Line is performing tonight for just $18. You can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets today at rodeohouston.com for Florida Georgia Line. And this is where I ask what kind of country you guys consider them as I continue.
Oh, they are definitely the kind that people don't like.
Oh, really?
Bro country. Oh, yes.
Bro country?
I don't know if they're bro country. I think they're more pop country, maybe.
I think it's the same thing, isn't it?
Is it?
I don't know. I've learned that there's 37 different...
Because I feel like bro country is douche country.
I think they wear bedazzled jeans, so no. I think they fall into that.
Yeah, that would definitely be bro country. 409 says douche country, so...
Same thing.
Yeah. That's why we need fewer definitions. I've noticed that. You guys have too many. You have 50 of them or so. All right. We're going to try this one more time. We're going to give Christian another shot here on the HRNP listener line. We will see if it works out. He's still got his radio up.
Bro.
That's it.
Come on. I mean, that's ridiculous, right?
Yeah, that's just bad.
That's why I don't even like, if you get keyboard catted, I don't like to give you a second chance.
Well, I was trying to be nice. I'm going to talk about the tournament. But now, that might be the first time we've ever had someone keyboard catted twice for the exact same thing. It's something new every day. I kind of like that. Kind of like when we break new ground. And that's what we just did. You just got keyboard catted twice. You should get a tattoo of that. The dual keyboard cat. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to get in. And we'll be happy to take some calls. Just a reminder, have your phone or have your radio turned down when you call. Pretty simple. Because what's going to happen if you're listening to the radio, we're going to go to you and say, Joe, you're on the air, go. And you're not going to hear it for 7 seconds. And then we're going to hear us talking in the background. So it kind of it works out as a complete fail. You see they're talking about trying to ban the leaping on field goals and extra points to block kicks?
I don't like that. I think that's stupid. They call a penalty for it already.
Well, if you don't touch anybody, you can do it. If you fly over the line and don't touch anybody.
I think you should be able to touch people. I mean, it's football.
I kind of like the idea of being able to jump on a guy's back and block a field goal.
Yeah.
But a lot of Bobby Wagner came out and he's against them banning it. Wonder why.
Well, I mean, they're saying, oh, well, we don't want it to be a freebie extra point. So they back it up and then like, yeah, but you can't really defend it.
Right.
That's stupid.
I think they should leave it alone. And it's a difficult play to pull off, and it's a risk-reward play because you can get penalized for it if you don't do it right. And we saw some games turn on that this year.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it, actually.
I think they should just let those guys do it. I mean, I think it makes it more interesting, the possibility of an extra point being blocked or a field goal being blocked. And without that, it's pretty tough.
Okay, almost everybody says bro country. Oscar says he considers them rock country. I didn't really hear any rock in there.
Rock?
Yeah. Did you hear any rock
more
in there?
More like...
rhymes with rock? Yeah, there's no rock in there.
No.
We'll be touching heaven. Interesting. Cody wants Shane Bell for the Florida-Georgia Lion BS. Hey, you could go out there and catch him tonight. $18. You been out the rodeo yet?
No.
Me either. I really wanted to...
Ask me if I've gone to the rodeo since I've lived in Houston. No.
You haven't gone once?
No. Dude, look how many people are there. I mean...
Yeah, I swore after last year, never going to the cook-off again. I'm done with that. And then I do plan... Well, I was planning to go once, but it's the act that the wife wanted to see. She's out of town for, and I wanted to see Willie, and that didn't work out.
What's funny is I had the chance to go see Willie. My dad and my aunt and a couple of my cousins, and they all went to Willie. And, no, it just wasn't – I wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen Willie a few times, which has made a difference. If I hadn't, okay, I probably would have struggled through it. But even my dad was like – there were so many people there.
Yeah.
It's like, I guess it set a record for attendance at the rodeo that night.
It probably did.
So, yeah. It's not for me.
I think, it's same thing with going to games now, man. There's just so many people. I just don't like being around people anymore.
Yeah.
That many of them. I'm getting all kinds of, what do you think of the Texans drafting Webb versus Kaiser? Third round? Sure.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I would rather them take a third round quarterback. Somebody had asked earlier, well, what if, you know, there's been some mock drafts that have Trubisky dropping to 25. You know, what if he's there and there's an offensive lineman there? I'm taking the offensive lineman.
Which, by the way, and if you do draft Davis Webb, which I'm fine with, you still have to find something to fill the gap between when you draft him and 2 years from now when he's probably going to be ready to play in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, I think any of these guys that you draft, I'm hoping they're a 2-year project.
Yeah. because Davis Webb, again, he's like most of these guys. He started out at Texas Tech, went to Cal.
Where he ran the same offense.
Same style, same, never taken a snap from under center in his life. He's not NFL ready day one. He's just not. And for a team like this that's this close, that window's only there for so long, you know? And if you draft Davis Webb, I think you're looking at a long-term project, not get out there and make it happen. Dak Prescott's he's an exception to the rule.
Yeah. And he came into a great situation where he had a fantastic offensive line and a fantastic running game.
And they were also super patient with him. For the first 8 weeks, he didn't throw the ball further than 10 yards at all, damn near. And then you saw as the weeks went by, you saw him, his success rate wasn't as high late in the season when they gave him more of the playbook. That, which is why I think next year will be sort of a, I don't want to say a regression year, but it'll be maybe a stunt in his growth year. Not to say that I don't think he can eventually be good, but I do think next year will be a little bit of a struggle for Dak. Just because when you adjust to being an NFL quarterback, it takes some time when you come out of a system like that.
Yeah, and I think they did a really good job with him, but... You know, they also had so much talent around him that worked so well. And I think, he also could improve next year. But I do think there's a real good chance for a regression. I think we saw how he played when they needed him to play better. I mean, he made some plays, but not enough. And I think that team had just enough holes on defense that they really weren't going to be able to get very far. I don't think anybody was beating the Falcons last year in the NFC. That team... Everything fell together for them. They played, damn near perfect football. And that's it. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I have to tell you, if you want to bet on where Tony Romo goes, if you want to bet on the games this weekend, 100% the best option for you is MyBookie. And MyBookie is... my favorite website. The best part about them, if you win, you get paid. I've cashed out of there several times now, and it's easy, it's fast, it's convenient, and you're going to make money. If you're playing the tournament, they are going to take care of you. And that's the thing that has driven me nuts over the years, is I always wind up getting on these websites, and you get a nice big score, and then you have to wait weeks, sometimes months, to get paid. There's another website I had to wait literally 2 months to get a check. And then the bank had a hold on the check because it was a foreign check. Well, that's not what they do at MyBookie. You're going to get paid fast, easy, without any hassles. They even have in-game live betting, so you can place a bet after tip-off. I've actually got a couple of hockey plays I'm going to be doing this week. I'm going to do them on MyBookie. If you join now, MyBookie will match your first deposit with a 50% bonus. That's right. You can join with $100. You'll get an extra 50 in your bankroll to play with. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie today. Or call 844-900-BETS. Play, win, get paid. That's my bookie.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.